Close your eyes, killradio.org. Feels good to be back. I haven't been here in a while due to the holidays, busy time. But I'm back now, so thank you for listening in. We just heard James Holden with mix 2 of the song Nothing. And of course, we saw the show with the intro that I always start the show with. And it's funny, I see with myself what the greatest challenges for me or for the people that I work with is not that we have problems or challenges, but it is where we go in the face of those challenges or problems. I seem to really focus on the negative in the midst of a problem. I seem to look at the problem, look at the challenge. And all that does is perpetuate the challenge or the problem. It's kind of like looking at an unwanted fire in the middle of your living room. The fire is burning. And since I'm focusing on time, the whole time I'm adding more for it to burn. I'm adding more logs, more furniture, whatever. Instead of turning away and getting the hose and hosing it down. So I see the opportunity for us is to practice where it is that we want to go rather than resisting what it is that we choose to not see, or what we would rather not have in our lives is a better way to put it. So what we get to do is turn away from the problem or challenge and bring it back to what it is that we want to see come about. And that might sound funny, might sound a little Pollyanna-ish. But the next time you're facing a problem, look at where you go. Look at where your mind goes. Look at where you place your focus. And you might be placing your focus on dreading the problem or resisting the problem rather than formulating or coming up with a solution or something to that effect that solves the situation. So we get to be solution-oriented. We get to be focused on what it is we want rather than focusing on what it is we don't want. And so today we'll be talking from that perspective. I'd like to have that in the back of our minds as we look at our spiritual prosperity. And by that I mean, I don't just mean being spiritually prosperous, but prosperous in all ways. In the area of our health, our physical body, our physical well-being, in the area of our finances, our wealth, also in the area of our creative expression, our creative opportunities, and of course in the area of love, our receptivity to it and our expression of it. All is an opportunity to evolve, to express more, to be open to more. That is truly prosperous being. And so for the next couple of weeks, that's what we'll be talking about. I'll be sharing from the book Spiritual Economics by Eric Butterworth. And if you've been a fan of the show for a while, you've heard me share from this book before. And I just think, being that it's after the first of the year, it'd be a great time to look at this again, to look at our spiritual wealth, our true wealth, beyond just our checking account or our savings or what type of job we have. So you're listening to Close Your Eyes on killradio.org.
वाले हैं हम दोनों किस्मत वाले।
All right, welcome back to Close Your Eyes, killradio.org. Having a little bit of technical problems today. I came into the studio and some cables are missing, so I'm kind of repatching the board my own way, and this cable is a little funny. It just all of a sudden, it goes to be not stereo, it goes to right channel, goes to left channel, and then it goes to all channels really loud, and so I'm constantly riding it. So I apologize if you're going, what is going on with the audio there? It's because of that. Anyway, we just heard Bent from their new album Intercept. That was a song called The Handbrake. Before that, we heard an artist by the name of Ravi Tripathi. It's actually from this album called Indian Idol Volume 2. A song called Har Kisiko Nahin Milta. I'm sorry, I don't speak Indian, so I am probably not pronouncing it as best as I could if I knew the phonetic structure. But as we begin, I would just want to share this one part from Spiritual Economics. This is from the introduction. Again, I'm going to be sharing for the next couple of weeks a book called Spiritual Economics. This really is a way of understanding true prosperity, abundance, wealth, and all ways of life. And the author says, Eric Butterworth, he says, prosperity is a way of living and thinking, and not just money or things. Poverty is a way of living and thinking, and not just a lack of money or things. And you can almost say that all of us, depending on your viewpoint, all of us are living at a certain level of prosperity. Negative way to put that would be all of us are living in a certain level of poverty. Whichever way, whichever, I guess, consciousness that we feel comfortable with. So we're all of us are at the level of prosperity that we are comfortable with. In order for us to achieve more or to have a more prosperous life, we would have to open ourselves up to more of a prosperous way of thinking, believing, expressing, and receptivity to greater prosperity. And again, we're not just talking about money here. It's easy to make this all look like it's about money and money and money and that kind of material kind of focus. Money is simply an effect to one's consciousness. It is simply the outcome of one's own belief. And it is one form of prosperity. It is not the only form. It is not the most important form. And once we kind of look at money at that kind of balanced means, then we shall understand its place in our life much more powerfully. Prosperity ultimately is just spiritual well-being. This involves the whole experience of healing life, satisfying love, abiding peace and harmony, as well as a sufficiency in all ways. It is not about a job or a bank account, for we are all prosperous beings in a prosperous universe. But as we were born in total freedom, we have chosen to live our life at the current level of prosperity that we are comfortable with. And that might sound a little loaded. That might sound a little easy for me to say kind of thing. But it ultimately comes down to our consciousness of receptivity and expression. There are many rich people in the world. There are many poor people in the world. And it has nothing to do with personalities of one being a good person or a bad person. Prosperity is simply a consciousness of being. And it is also relative, because one could be financially wealthy and yet in every other area of life, in every other area of one's spiritual well-being, could be totally impoverished. Same way as one could be financially impoverished, but in other areas of life that they are wealthy beyond all means. I remember I saw this documentary, this French documentary. It was about people, I'm trying to remember the name of the term. Anyway, I'll just rephrase it. They were interviewing these poor people that lived in Paris. And it was interesting. Whenever this one neighbor came across, let's say he came across extra food or something, he would always share it with his neighbors. And that is a consciousness of wealth rather than hoarding it for himself and thus closing himself off to his neighbors. He was what I would call spiritually wealthy. So our consciousness sets limits on our life. And these limitations may appear to be totally based in fact. And of course they do. So what we get to do is be willing to look at this glass ceiling that we place around ourselves so that we start to look at our abilities in a new way. That we start to expect more and give more. Not only in our abilities, but in our ability to express ourselves, in our ability to give and receive, and in our physical being. So the starting point in realizing prosperity, sharing from spiritual economics right now, Butterworth says, the starting point in realizing prosperity is to accept responsibility for your own thoughts, thus taking charge of your life. He goes on to say that you are not responsible for what is said in the Wall Street Journal or what comes out of Washington in the form of economic indicators, but you are very much responsible for what you think about these things. So the opportunity for us is to get committed to ourselves and to keep ourselves in the positive stream of life. So it is moving towards what I call a consciousness of yes. And it seems very simple. But so much of our logic is based on a consciousness of limitation or a consciousness of no or I can't. So we have to eliminate these thoughts of I can't or I'm afraid or there is not enough from our mind. We have to ultimately place our focus not on what isn't or what is lacking, but we get to place it on things that we wish to see thrive, wish to see grow in our experience. So when we keep our thoughts centered in the ideas of abundance, sufficiency, and well-being, we give ourselves a boost. We give ourselves a receptivity to more. So we get to ultimately come into focus, come into mind, come into our heart, that we are surrounded by the divine presence, this divine expression of life that we call God, which only wishes the best for us and has given us the freedom to express that in whichever way we desire. So when we open ourselves up to more, that we are more than this moment, that our life gets to overflow with greatness and goodness, then this infinite mind of the divine, from the divine, will put ideas into our mind, words into our mouth, creativity into our hands, and open up opportunities before us, guiding us, directing us, supporting us in all ways. Dr. Butterworth quotes Thoreau by saying, keep moving in the direction of your dreams. And if you can remember that, that will guide you towards placing your focus on what it is that you choose to now have come to pass.
We are in the dark. 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 We are in the dark.
www.mixcloud.com/MilashMusic.org. Close your eyes. That was Milash with You Make Me Feel. Before that, we heard the Rex the Dog remix of Heartbeats by a group called The Knife out of Sweden. Before that, then we heard Daft Punk. We started the set with Daft Punk. A song called Overture. Kind of started off a little jumpy. I was thinking, wow. When I decided to do those songs for this part of the show, it sounded great 6 weeks ago. But here it sounds a little funny. So, a little jarring, but welcome back either way. Now, we've been talking about true prosperity. Prosperity in all ways. Well-being in all ways. Sharing from the book Spiritual Economics by Eric Butterworth. We ended with, and I'd like to start with it again as a reminder, it's what the author quotes Thoreau as saying, keep moving in the direction of your dreams. And he says that because all that is required for greater abundance, greater prosperity, is that each of us keeps ourselves centered in the creative flow. We keep in tune through positive thoughts, keep responsive by utilizing our faith, and ultimately by keep moving in the direction of our dreams. And I guess what we have to look at when we begin this, since we're looking at this from a global sense, from a meta-global sense or a metaphysical sense, is regardless of whether we were raised in a religious family or that we identify with any religion now, whether we might like to admit it or not, most of us have grown up under the influence of religion. And religions that chopped up the universe in very different compartmentalized parts. So where God and heaven are above us and separate from us, that we live here on the earth, and then that hell and Satan are below. So from this perception, we may have to practice the truth of that God is with us all the time, everywhere, within us, all around us. And he quotes from the Bible here. It's interesting hearing this quote from the Bible because it doesn't sound all that Christian when you hear it, but I'd like to share it with you because it's kind of funny how it seems to be in contrast of how Christians seem to think about things. But it says, "The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by man, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything. Since he himself gives to all humankind life and breath and everything, yet he is not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being." So that we are already unified with the divine. And through this unification, we live, move, and have our being. And by recognizing this, by opening ourselves up to this, we may live, move, and have our being in greater and greater ways. And maybe you do what I do, and I'm in meditation working on this, but you may follow the tendency, the conscious or subconscious tendency, to think of God as some giant Michelangelo-like figure with a white beard, very masculine, old. But when we look to the divine in the face of a challenge, are we asking from the place of knowing, or are we hoping? Are we bargaining? So the thing to realize in this unity, in this oneness, we are not just acted upon by God, but we are the activity of God expressing as us. So out of the divine consciousness, this divine mind, of God. We have been created. So we have been created to be perfect. We have been created to be whole and complete. And in fact, we have been created to be already enlightened. So merely more than just saying God is loving or God is not loving, but God is the oldness of love. God is the oldness of wisdom. God is the oldness of giving. So we look at these things. We see that we are one with life. Just as nature is one with life, that it seems to flow and move and unfold, so too do we. So our opportunity now is to move beyond the knowledge and move into the practice. So to practice the activity of faith. And we're practicing it all the time. It depends on which direction we are pointing it into. When we are confident and assured, we are pointing our faith into that direction. When we are worried or afraid, we are just simply pointing faith in the reverse. So faith is not an act of influence. It is an act of where we choose to place our focus. And Butterworth says, faith is the spiritual capacity by which we may form and shape this ever-present basic element of spirit substance. So that, and again, what we started off with, in the face of a challenge, where do we place our faith? Do we place it in fear, or do we place it into where it is we wish to go? Do we move into the direction of our fears, or do we move into the direction of our dreams? So even in the face of what our checkbook balance might look like, how much food we may have in the refrigerator or the cupboard, clothes in the closet, whatever, love in our life, creative expression, opportunities. If we keep ourselves centered in this inner realm of wholeness, that which we were created from, that which we are now, we can experience mastery over all that happens around us or to us. It is this centering process that is the key to achieving prosperity. So you can see this practice of prosperity and abundance is simply a practice of coming into one's own self. And to seeing that each of us has a place at the table. In other words, each of us belongs in this world. And if you look at how much our body does for us with little to no management on our parts, how much nature unconditionally and overflowingly gives, we are really meant to thrive. We don't have to worry about how our body assimilates food. We don't have to worry about how to work it, or if we go to bed, if our body will still continue to breathe and the heart will continue to beat. Or even that when we wake up, that there will be enough air to breathe. It is all given unconditionally, all the time, universally, regardless.
follow him to the edge of the world.
Welcome back to Close Your Eyes on KillRadio.org. That set is all about a KillRadio.org fundraiser that's happening on the 18th of this month at the Echo in Echo Park. We heard that last song was by One Trick Pony, a song called Box Song. Before that, we heard the Happy Hollows with Tell Me. And then we started off with Death to Anders, Something Wrong with Me. These bands and two other ones, The Transmissions and Anchors for Architects. And actually, one more, Die Rockers Die. They're all going to be playing January 18th at the Echo, which is at 1822 West Sunset Boulevard. It's a fundraiser for Kill Radio. The cover is only $5. Five bands, $5. All goes to killradio.org. So if you'd like to support the station, this is a great way to do so. These are great bands, as you can obviously heard. If you want more information, there's a couple places you can go. You can always go to our MySpace page for Kill Radio. Actually, you can just go to killradio.org. It should be there. It also should be at myspace.com. I have to double check that now because I'm not sure if I'm remembering the address right. It's let me just check. Let me see if that does it. And nope. Not there. Called Kill Radio. God bless them. See if that does it. Yes. Go to myspace.com/kill_radio. You'll see a flyer right there on the page. All the info. These bands are part of a Central Second Collective, or the Central Second Collective, and they have come together because of their support of us. They just decided to do this for us on their own, to create a fundraiser for Kill Radio, where they are all proceeds go to us. All of the door goes to us. So I invite you to come. Again, it's January 18th, which is a Thursday. Show starts at 8:30 p.m. It is 18 and over, so you can bring the kids. It's $5. Doesn't get better than that. So please check it out. To find out more about the Central Second Collective, go to myspace.com/thecentralsecond. And again, we heard One Trick Pony, The Happy Hollows, Death to Anders. And funny, I don't see The Happy Hollows on here. How did I? Maybe I made a mistake. They're not performing. They're not in there. Maybe I made a mistake. The bands are going to be performing. We'll just go from there. The Transmissions, Death to Anders, One Trick Pony, Anchors for Architects, and Die Rockers Die. So looking forward to that. But we got some time and we got some stuff to do here. So when we talk about the universe, and more than just looking at it from a physical sense like the galaxy, this is where we kind of create some more breakthrough. When we're talking about oneness, you know, the universe in its literal meaning is the whole body of things, the basic unity of all life. So we come to know that beyond what we see, there is the allness of life in all areas of life. We become to understand the allness and yet the oneness with this divine expression of life that we call God. So in this universal realm, and I'm sharing from spiritual economics, in the universal realm in which you live and have being, the whole of God is present at every point in space at the same time. The whole of God is present at every point in space at the same time. So it's not that God is up there and we're down here, and when we do a prayer, it goes up there. No. From our mouth to God's ears, instantly. So the opportunity is to know our place, is to know that the whole of God substance is present as a prospering substance, as a prospering presence. When we come to know this, we are on the way of achieving greater prosperity. So again, the whole of God's substance is present in its entirety at every point in space at the same time. Not just some of it, but all the substance in the universe is present at any point of human need. There's a quote that he attributes to no one because he doesn't know who said it, but it's, "There is no spot where God is not. And so there is no place on earth where there is an absence of substance." So that means that there's not truly a thing called limitation. There may be a consciousness of limitation that many of us, if not all of us, seem to be practicing. But it ultimately is not true. We do not live in a limited universe. We do not live in a limited nature where some places on the surface of this planet there is no air. There may be places where there is less air. But when you think about it, it's not like right now there's a shortage of air in Austria, so to speak. And it's been given unconditionally. God does not hold back. Because if it was the conditional God that many religions sometimes seem to promote, then God would have easily, instantly, held back air from Hitler, from Adolf Hitler, would have caused his body to stop working correctly, and just would have took care of it right then and there. But that is not how the world works. On the contrary, it's all giving to everyone. And it seems to be ourselves that place the limitations on it. Dr. Butterworth goes on to say, "It could be said that when each of us realizes our relationship to the dynamic universe, we are then forever in a field where we can drill for oil and bring in a gusher every moment." And quoting from the Sermon on the Mount, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." So it is that biblical kind of idea of the kingdom of heaven being within us. In the metaphysical sense, we would say the consciousness of the divine is within us. And so when we come from that place, when we place our security there on oneness, unity, rather than on things that come and go. So we live in this substance of abundance, this divine substance of abundance, just as a fish lives in water. So when we talk about there is no spot where God is not, that God is everywhere in this universe, we can almost imagine or identify ourselves in that way. That we are surrounded, like a fish is surrounded by water, we are surrounded by the abundance of the universe. So the next thing to know is that it is our activity to use. This substance isn't just there, it has to be utilized. So just like the Quakers have said, pray and move your feet, so must we become centered in mind and heart, and then do the necessary steps that need to be done in this physical world in order for whatever it is that we are seeking to come to pass. You can meditate for 2 days about a new car, but you still got to go to the dealer and shop around, test drive, and figure out what it is that you want. So is that whole thing beyond more than God helping those who help themselves? God can really only do for us as God can do through us.
We We thought that love was over, that we were really through. I said I didn't love him, that we'd begin anew. And you can all believe me, we sure intended to. But we just couldn't say goodbye. The chair and then the sofa broke right down and cried. The curtain started waving for him to come inside. I tell you confidentially, the tears were hard to hide. And we just couldn't say goodbye. The clock was striking 12 o'clock. It smiled on us below. With folded hands, it seemed to say, we'll miss you if you go. So he came back and kissed me. And when I looked around, the room was singing love songs and dancing up and down. Now we're both so happy because at last we found that we just couldn't say goodbye. People in love are funny, mighty hard to explain. One minute they quarrel, then they're back together again. Take my case for instance, we had a little fuss. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, here's what happened to us. Ba-dum, ba-da-da-dum, ba-da-da-da-doo. And you can all believe me that we sure intended to. The chair and the sofa broke right down and cried. I tell you confidentially, the tears were hard to hide. The clock was striking 12 o'clock. It smiled on us below. With folded hands, it seemed to say, we're gonna miss you if you go. So he came back and kissed me. And when I looked around, the room was singing love songs and dancing up and down. Now we're both so happy because at last we found that we just couldn't say goodbye.
Close Your Eyes, KillRadio.org. That was Jeff Buckley with New Year's Prayer. Before that, we heard Annette Hanshaw with I Just Couldn't Say Goodbye. A little funny, little kind of weird playlist today. Usually it all kind of flows, and today I don't know if it flowed so well, but I enjoyed it, and I guess that's all that matters. So the thing to, as we get back to talking about spiritual economics, that God can do no more for us than God can do through us, I guess I should really kind of open that up. We talked about the universe and being more than just this physical place, more than just galaxies or anything like that. And the same with God. I remember when I was reading Tomorrow's God by Neil Donald Walsh, of understanding God as this divine expression of life, as life and God are interchangeable words. And then I got to see the expansiveness of it, because for me, that term God has a limitation to it. It has a way of personifying in a way, kind of like the whole Michelangelo painting thing. So the divine expression of life that we call God can do no more for us than this divine expression can do through us. So it is pouring itself into us now, but we have an opening that is only so big. And the more we become open and receptive, the more that this divine expression of life will express itself through us and as us. So a great thing to affirm, to declare to oneself in mind and heart, sharing from Spiritual Economics by Dr. Eric Butterworth. I establish myself in the limitless substance of God, and I have abundance. I establish myself in the limitless substance of this divine expression of life, and I have abundance. He goes on to say, it is a profound realization, but remember, these words do not become true because you affirm them. This is the common confusion about the practice of affirmative prayer, that if you speak words of truth over and over, you impress them on the subconscious mind, and thus they become true for you. They do not become true because you affirm them. You affirm them because they are true. So what we're doing whenever we practice affirmative prayer, meditation, mantras, affirmations, is what Dr. Butterworth says is you are synchronizing your consciousness with the reality of truth, creating a channel through which the mystical flow may do its powerful work through you. So we get to open ourselves up to that. So as we open ourselves up to what I described before as the kingdom of heaven, the consciousness of the divine, we become an opening, an entry point where the divine can come through and express itself through us and as us. So each of us is an individualized expression of this creative process, this divine creative process. Regardless of circumstances, regardless of the past, the present, or what the future may look like, when any of us begins to know, really know, that each of us is at the center, or is a center, I should say, within an affluent universe, that in ways of personal motivation, ingenuity, guidance, and the unfoldment of opportunities, the whole universe will soon be rushing, streaming, pouring itself into us from all sides. Going on with Spiritual Economics, Dr. Butterworth says, the glorious truth is that you are a very special person, and you always have something special working within you, flowing through you. The whole universe is on your side. Life is forever biased on the side of healing, on the side of overcoming, on the side of success. So it is this opportunity that we have before us to become more than what we currently understand ourselves to be, to know that this individualized expression of divine life that each of us personifies, that we have at our disposal creative power. Now we utilize it when we speak affirmatively, live affirmatively, practice expanding our expression and receptivity to abundance, prosperity, in all ways, all things unfold. So it is more than just looking at ourselves being of a job. That is one channel of prosperity that we have accepted. There are many people who have many channels of abundance, whether it be their investments, other jobs, other means that they earn money. You see, as we expand our consciousness, then we find other means of allowing ourselves to be a greater inlet to the affluence, the naturally affluent nature of the universe. So when we identify ourselves that we are entitled to the boundless support of the universe, we rise up in consciousness. We move beyond the material world that seems to keep us stuck. And we go forward in a way that is about creativity, expansion, evolution. The presence of God, we keep talking about this in this chapter, but it is present, wholly present, ceaselessly present. And by opening ourselves up to that God is right where we are, that God is an energy, this divine expression of life that we call God is an energy that flows through us, all around us. It is ours to direct, to express, and to create a greater level of being. So what we are always doing in this process is we are awakening that which within us is already present, our higher self, that being that knows that it knows. But is this opportunity that we have before us to reconcile the universe that we see all around us physically with the universe that is within us? So I invite us all, myself included, to see ourselves as a part of nature, in a sense. I look out the window and I see a tree. I've seen this tree every time I do a show. This tree is never without leaves. And even if it were like a normal autumn area, even if it's like an autumn area like other parts of the world where trees lose their leaves, they come back, there's a renewal. But ultimately, there's more than enough. Just as I see there's more than enough sky in the eye, there's more than enough sky in the sky, I was going to say. That doesn't make any sense, but you know what I mean. There's more than enough sky to see. I look and I see beyond the local hills of Silver Lake. I see beyond that. I see the mountains and there's snow on the farther ones. There's more than enough. And we are a part of that. We are of that. And when we identify ourselves with that, when we see ourselves as, in a sense, one and the same, we utilize this very powerful mind of ours in a way that brings to us, that allows us to express our true nature, our prosperity. And through this, we get to thrive. So in the meditation that we're about to go into, let us begin with that in mind. Knowing that we are established, each of us, in the limitless substance of God, this divine expression of life, and that abundance is our natural way. So I invite you to sit back. You can close your eyes if you choose, as the music gets ready. And if you're not able to sit back or close your eyes, just be with this meditation, the words, the feelings, the expression. Just allow them to go in. So let us be conscious of our breathing. Allow your mind and heart to rest, to become open. And if it's easy and comfortable to do so, breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. Each breath, a separate activity. So as we come together in mind and heart, we are clear, we are open, and we are receptive. We're just allowing ourselves to receive life, to more greatly let it in. We're simply allowing it to flow through us in a greater way. But it is a natural flow, one that is already present. We are just expanding its ability, the amount. So as we breathe in life, we know that we are breathing in the divine. We are breathing in the divine substance that we are one with. Just as a fish is surrounded by water, so too are we surrounded by this divine substance, the all-givingness of the universe. So let us now establish ourselves in this limitless substance of God. And let us know that beyond this moment, we are more than this. That we are already abundant in all ways. And so we just awaken our mind and heart. We awaken to that which already is and has always been. And so we place our focus on that, on the perfection of God that is within us, this perfection of divine life that is all around us. We allow it to come forth through us, as that which we are. We are now willing to be more greatly led by it, maintained, supported. So that we see this perfection of life as being who we are, right where we are now. So in the face of any challenge, we remember in whom we abide, in whom we live and move and have our being, that where we reside here and now is the allness of life, the all-givingness of the universe. Perfect being. Perfect unfoldment. So in this consciousness of greater abundance, of awakening, what is it that we are willing to leave behind? What limiting ideas, what old ways of thinking? Let us release them. Let us be willing to look at them and let them go. So ideas that entertain poverty in any way or limitation, we release them now. We let them go. We open ourselves up to the giving flow of life in all ways that it gives, in all ways that it expresses itself through us and as us. So we are established in this limitless substance now. We awaken to it. And we now choose how it is we wish to express ourselves in this greater understanding of substance that we now reside. So who is it that each of us now gets to be? How do we see ourselves now, regardless of the past or present situations? Who is it that we now choose to be in the area of our abundance, our prosperity, and our ever-expanding activity of it? Who is it that we now choose to be? So more deeply, breathe in life. Let it in. And as you breathe out, give yourselves back to life more greatly than ever before. Allow yourself as you breathe in to pull in the air as if you are pulling it in from the farthest reaches of the universe. And as you exhale, you are giving yourselves back. Allowing yourself to be a part of this divine circulation of life. Now just see where your mind is. Is it in this moment? And where does it reside physically? Do you sense that it's beyond the four walls of your brain? Or your heart, the way it expresses its love, its being? Surely it must feel as if it is beyond the physical space that it resides in. open ourselves up to life, we see that that which is good in all ways is ours. An ever-increasing experience and expression of good is ours. There is no limit to this expression of goodness that is ours. And it becomes that everywhere we go, we see it. We feel it. We experience it. This goodness of life crowds itself against us, flows through us, expresses itself within us, and multiplies itself through us and around us now. So more than being abundant, we truly are abundance itself. More than being giving, more giving than ever before, we are the gift itself. And so we are willing to be the gift, to be the life, to unfold, to renew. And in a simple process of placing our attention on what is, we have opened ourselves up to the abundance of the universe. So in this present moment of now, let us be grateful for this heightened awareness, for this awareness that sees what is and leaves behind the old, the limited, the untrue. So speaking these words for us, we are grateful for this opportunity to open our eyes more widely than ever before, to awaken to the presence of this divine expression of life that is ever present, ceaselessly present, and so ever giving, ceaselessly giving. We are grateful that we have opened ourselves up to receive the gift, to be this more truthful expression of life, and to leave behind the untruths, the limited ideas that we once thought were so real. So together, as one, we say, thank you, Divine Mother, Father. We are grateful for this opportunity to commune with you, to open ourselves up to your presence, to allow you to more greatly come in through us and as us, and to simply align ourselves with this divine expression of life that you are, and that we individualize. So with such gratitude, we accept all of this as complete and as done. We know that these words, these simple expressions of spirit, these simple expressions of truth, in which the power of God is in back of them, it has all taken place. It is all complete. It is all done. So we release all of this. We let it be so that it may flow through us and as us freely, easily, and effortlessly. These words go forth. They have done their perfect work, for they are complete within us now. We were created from the divine consciousness that was complete in and of itself, and so too are we. So with gratitude, with trust, we are thankful. Release these words, and so it is. Amen. Welcome back. I want to just thank you so much for joining today, for being a part of this show, for sharing. And I want to thank you so much for taking part in the meditation. The practice of meditation allows us to awaken, to practice greater attention and awareness, and to listen to that ever-giving presence of the divine that is with us, that is within us, that is ready to serve us when we become open to it. Meditation is a great way to become open and to listen. So again, I've been sharing from today. I shared from the introduction in the first chapter of Spiritual Economics. It's by Dr. Eric Butterworth. It's the principles and process of true prosperity beyond just money or any sort of material wealth. It is prosperity in all ways. And that's why it is so powerful, and I think such a great time to share this now. So you can easily find that book many locations. It's very popular. It's very well known. Again, it's called Spiritual Economics by Eric Butterworth. And I also like to remind you that Close Your Eyes webcasts every Friday from 12 to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. And that later today, with every show that I do with Close Your Eyes, it'll be available for download. So by 3 o'clock at the latest today, it'll be available. If you just go to killradio.org, scroll down to the archives section of that front page right there, and you'll see it. You can also see it if you go to my MySpace page. I have every show I've done there, most of them, I should say, but I'll have all of these for sure. Just go to the blog of my MySpace page, which is myspace.com/close_ your_eyes_1. Again, myspace.com/close_your_eyes_1. And then I'd also like to remind you, once again, that on Thursday, January 18th, at the Echo, which is in Echo Park, 1822 West Sunset Boulevard, the Central Second Collective is doing a fundraiser for Kill Radio. The Transmissions, Death to Anders, One Trick Pony, Anchors for Architects, Die Rockers Die. They all will be performing. And they're doing it, really, for Kill Radio. They've been supportive of us because a lot of them have performed on a number of shows here. And they are returning the favor, which is a great, great example of an abundant consciousness. We opened ourselves up to promote bands in this nonprofit, non-commercial capacity that Kill Radio is. And in so doing, they're returning the favor so that more people can become a part of Kill Radio, learn about it, listen to it, things like that. So again, that is on January 18th at the Echo, 1822 West Sunset Boulevard. That's a Thursday, January 18th. Starts at 8:30. It's only a $5 cover, and it's 18 and over. So a lot of people can go. This will probably sell out. I'm almost positive it will sell out. So I invite you to take part. For more information, go to killradio.org or go to myspace.com/kill_radio. Again, myspace.com/kill_radio. Or you can go to the Central Second Collective's MySpace page, myspace.com/thecentralsecond. All right, I'm going to close out. Due to the technical difficulties, you may hear some dead air. Before I go to music, we're going to go to some new shows that are coming up today. I'll be playing after this. So I thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to Close Your Eyes on KillRadio.org.